Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the weekly radio broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. We pray that you've had a good week, and we're thankful that you've once again been able to join us. Now, so far this month, we've talked about lessons from a lost soul. We had a message entitled Getting It Right. We then discussed finding out about God. And then last week, we talked about They Didn't Know. And if you missed any of these, we'd encourage you to log on to our website at independencebaptist.org and check out the audio section. From there, you'll be able to listen to any of these prior radio broadcasts that you might have missed. Now, for this week, we'll be asking this one very important question, which is, are you prepared to die? Now, our main text will be found in Genesis chapter 3, verses 17 through 19. So if you have your Bibles handy, please turn there as Pastor Reynolds starts this message dealing with being prepared to die.
This morning, I'd like to think on the subject, are you prepared? Taken from the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verse 17 through verse 19. The Bible says, And unto Adam he said, Because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, Thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee. And thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face thou shalt eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. For out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. The subject this morning is, Are you prepared? Especially, are you prepared to die? This is a subject that nobody really wants to think about. We'd like to think about our jobs, and we'd like to think about our vacations, and all of those good things that we could think about. But we must think about death. We are all made out of dust, and to dust we are going to return. This is a very positive statement that God Himself has made to us in the book of Genesis, chapter 3. Because we are all sinners in the sight of God, none of us will escape death. We will all die. We must all be ready. And death will come, and death will claim us, whether we are ready or not. Millions of people have already been born, and millions of people have already died. Every person that has been born has already died or will die. Read the obituaries. Is your name there? Yet. All public newspapers have an obituary column. I've never seen a public newspaper that doesn't have an obituary column because people are dying all over the world. I've had people tell me that they're not afraid of death. They aren't expecting to die, but death does come to every individual. Wealthy people die. There are no doctors that can keep them alive. They would give their millions if they had millions, but there isn't enough money in the world to keep them alive when their time comes. Poor people who can't afford medical attention die when their time comes. People spend their hard-earned money on medical expenses, yet in the end, all are doomed to death. One of these days, even our president will die. He will get the best doctors, and really they ought to. But there comes a time when death comes, and death conquers all. Death is the only thing that is really certain in this life. It is not that it may or may not happen, but it will happen. There is much time and money spent for retirement, and that is fine, but death is more certain than our retirement. Many people plan to retire but die before they're able to retire because death is certain. Years and years ago, when I worked in St. Louis, there was a conversation. I was sitting in the back seat of a car as we were driving home one day, and there were two ladies in the front seat. And they were just talking back and forth. And the second lady stated, I'm married, and me and my husband are going to work until we lay back a little bit of money, and then I am going to have a child. She was excited about having a child. Then I will quit working. I will be able to stay home and raise a child. The first lady asked her, what are you going to do then? The second lady answers, I plan to have two or three children. Then when they grow up and get in school, I'll go back to work. I'll be able to be at home when they're at home and at work when they're at school. The first lady asks, what then? The second lady replies, well, we'll pay for our house and have some money coming and be able to buy things that we need and want, and we'll have a good life. The first lady asks again, what then? The second lady replies with some hesitation, well, by then we'll retire and have some free time, and my husband will have time to fish, and I'll have time to work on my many hobbies, and I got a lot of things that I want to do. And the first lady replies once again, what then? The second lady then replied very softly, I guess we'll die. The first lady asked, what then? They both laughed, thinking it was a big joke, but it was absolutely no joke, because death comes one way or another. It's going to come. Are you ready for eternity? Death is coming. Death is certain. Rich people die, and poor people die. Healthy people die. People die sometimes in automobile accidents. People die in war. Sick people die. Bad people, murderers and rapists, die. Good people die. Educated people die. Uneducated people also die. The day is coming when death is coming to all of us. Are you prepared to die? Are you ready to meet the Lord? You know, when I was a little boy, I wanted to be ready to meet the Lord. The preacher would preach to be ready, but I didn't understand. I remember coming home from church one Sunday and telling my mom, I wanted to be ready to meet the Lord, to pack my suitcase, so I'd be able to meet him when he came. And she told me that that wasn't what the preacher was talking about. What I needed was to be saved. I needed to believe on Christ and trust him with my eternal soul, to confess to him that I was a wicked, hell-bound, deserving to go sinner. And he would cleanse me from all of my sinfulness and make me whole and ready to be with him. Are you ready? Whether you are ready or not, death is coming. Whether you even believe that there is a God doesn't make any difference. Whether you believe in Jesus or not doesn't make any difference. Whether you go to church or not, you're going to meet him one of these days. One of these days, when you least expect it, you will die, and then you'll meet the Lord. You must be ready for that day. You're going to stand before him in judgment. Then you will know what I'm saying to you is absolutely the truth. Are you ready to meet the Lord? I can hear someone saying right now, I'm not going to worry about it right now because, I'm not going to die today. Death might not come tomorrow or next week. I don't think it's going to come right now. So I don't have to worry about it right now. I have time to get ready, but right now I want to live my life the way I want to live it. I have things I want to do. I have places I want to see. I want to enjoy this world and the things in it. And they forget that James chapter 4, verse 14 states that our life is like a vapor which appeareth for a little time and then it vanisheth away. We can compare our life to a vapor. The Bible says that. It appears just for a little time and then it vanisheth away. And we see a vapor appearing and then it's gone. A vapor doesn't last very long at all. Just a few fleeting seconds. But this is how God compares our life. You know, as a young child, I never thought that I would ever get to be 13 years old. I remember that thought. I thought that I would never get to be 16. I remember waiting until I could get my driver's license. But then, suddenly, I had my driver's license in my hand. I remember looking at those for the very first time. I thought that I would never get married. But 4 short years later, I got married. I thought that I would not have any children. But just 2 short years later, after the wife and I married, our first son was born. Our son Kevin. Now, I have 4 children. I have 13 grandchildren. Time is going by much faster than it did when I was a child. Any person that is older will tell you what I'm talking about is true. Time does go by very quickly. You know, the Bible is true. Because my life is just like a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and then it vanisheth away. I'm a witness that James 4:14 is absolutely the truth. I know that you are also a witness of that fact. The fact is that I might not die today, but then again, I might. You might not die today, but then again, you might. My soul might not leave my body today, and your soul might not leave your body today, but it will one day. One day, I and you will both be in eternity. I'm going to slip from this life, and you are going to slip from this life as well. Are you ready to be in eternity? Are you ready for the life that follows the one that we have now? You know, it's important that we see what we really are in the eyes of God, not in our eyes, but rather that we see what we are in the eyes of God. We need salvation. We need someone that is perfect to take our place, and that one is Jesus Christ. Whether you want to believe him or not, this is still the absolute truth. Salvation is what God freely gives. He gives it willingly. Salvation is a deliverance. Salvation is a saving act. It's a rescue from sin. It is a welfare. We can depend upon Jesus Christ. If you were in a house that was on fire and you knew that it was on fire, you would want a rescuer. And that's what Jesus Christ is. We are in a life that's going from this body very quickly. And each of us, each person that's listening this morning, you are going to go someplace when you die. There's been millions of people that have been born upon this earth. There's been millions of people that have come upon this world. But millions of people have left this world as well. We're no different than they are. But only Jesus Christ is the one that can wash away our sins and make us perfect and clean as far as God is concerned. Every person is in a condition of impending doom. There are health-related problems that may soon come upon each of us. But there's a death that's coming to every person. Listen, are you ready to die? Are you ready to see Jesus Christ? Or will you see hell when you die?
Now, if this message has caught your attention and you want to know more about how to be saved, then please contact us, come see us in person, or review some of the material on our website. Now, the website address is independencebaptist.org, and if you can go to the article section, there's a track titled How to Be Saved. In that same area, you'll find another track that'd be good for you to read. It's called How Christ Saved Me. Now, if you want to come and talk to us in person, you can find our building at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. And we'll be there pretty well most of the day, starting at about 10 a.m. for Sunday school. And then we'll have a worship service at 11. We'll have a prayer meeting at 3:45. And we'll have another worship service at 4:30. And then during the week, we'll also meet at 7 p.m. on Wednesday nights for a Bible study. And we'd encourage you to drop by at any of those times and talk with us. Now, we are very thankful that you've been able to join us this morning. And we pray that you'll be able to listen again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.